Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. Chairman, given that this is the first time that my delegation is taking the floor, allow me, first of all, to congratulate you on the work that you and your team have done throughout this second year at the helm of the Group of Government Experts. The presence of a member of parliament of my country highlights the interest that is in my country for this topic. The first session of this year in March was one of the most substantive sessions that we have attended, and we would like to thank all delegations for their contribution to those substantive discussions, which were of good quality, and we do hope that we will be able to continue on that track this week. My delegation would also like to thank you for the holding of intersessional meetings in April and earlier on in May. We believe these will contribute to our work over this week. Moreover, your patience and creativity and your efforts to seek a compromise over the last 2 years, efforts aimed at achieving ambitious and concrete results, are more than praiseworthy. Chairman, before going into the careful consideration of the different parts of your draft report, allow me, first of all, to mention a few general points that relate to the draft report. The draft report that you submitted well in advance allows us to begin this week's work in an optimal way. We believe that the draft report takes into account the different views that were expressed earlier on this year and focuses on convergence and different proposals in a difficult balancing act between different positions. Therefore, it is possible to identify concrete results that came out of our deliberations last time. They are contained in your draft report, and we do hope that our group of experts will be able to adopt by consensus an ambitious report as presented by the chairman. Chairman, the development of artificial intelligence and autonomous weapon systems poses complex challenges. The call for a six-month hiatus in the development of artificial intelligence systems such as ChatGPT-4 or more powerful, shows that we need careful planning and a very thorough dialogue and close cooperation between all stakeholders so as to establish regulations. As we move forwards, we must ensure that the design, development, deployment, and use of artificial intelligence and autonomous weapon systems are compliant with our values, with our ethical principles, and with applicable law. We must also ensure that we establish a global framework that will guarantee the responsible use of these technologies. This point of view, which is Belgium's, implies normative or regulatory development, therefore. The two-tier approach, which is at the heart of your draft report, is absolutely essential for our delegation. We have noted over the last few years, by listening to statements and looking at working papers, that many delegations support the idea that a regulatory framework for autonomous weapon systems should be built around prohibitions and regulations as presented in the signpost document that was presented in March 2022 by 23 delegations and by the joint declaration made by Austria on behalf of 70 states during the last session of the First Commission. That is a significant step forward in our debates, and keeping that notion in this year's report is vital for my delegation. Once again, Chairman, please rest assured of Belgium's fullest support as we seek to reach ambitious and consensus-based conclusions and recommendations. Thank you.